And Murray State's perfect season is stopped at 23 games.
That's the sound of college basketball's last undefeated Division I men's team joining the ranks of the defeated. The ninth-ranked Murray State Racers fell to unranked Tennessee State 72-68 on Thursday. The Racers have enjoyed 25 straight winning seasons, and they are a perennial contender to grab an automatic bid to the big dance. According to their fans, Kentucky's not just for Wildcats anymore. On the A Game's Greg Eklund has the story.
Murray sits in the southwestern corner of Kentucky. It's a college town that has never buzzed like this over Murray State's basketball team.
Baylor 6, Florida and Murray State tied for 7th.
The hot topic this week centers around the weekly coaches poll.
Duke and Kansas and Georgetown and Michigan State are behind us.
Outrank Duke.
Yeah.
Don't you know they like that?
No, it's unbelievable.
This group of Murray State supporters meets each week at a burger joint across the street from the CFSB Center where the Racers play their home games. They talk Racer basketball, this year under first-year coach Steve Prohme. Among the group is Benny Purcell, the Racers' first 1,000-point scorer in the early 1950s.
Murray State's had great basketball in history. In the 30s, they had great basketball. And since 48, we've only had about four or five teams that weren't competitive, and they weren't terrible. But so, I mean, it's a history of basketball, and that's what it's been. So I would put this team right up with the best we've had.
Gets it to Long on the sideline. Long finds Cannon. Wide open three at the top. It's good. You can't leave him open like that.
Oh, he's too clutch.
Point guard Isaiah Cannon, a junior from Biloxi, Mississippi, leads the Racers in scoring with an 18-point average. The play of Cannon and his teammates have allowed Prohme to successfully make the transition to his first job as a head coach. Prohme was an assistant for 5 years under Billy Kennedy, who moved on to Texas A&M last May. Before their current run through the Ohio Valley Conference schedule, Prohme's Racers made some noise during the non-conference season.
We've given Memphis their only home loss. Southern Miss is 20-3. We beat them for the Great Alaska Shootout. We beat Dayton. They've beaten the likes of Temple and Alabama. We've got some very, very good wins.
And the Racers figure to be the highest seed the Ohio Valley Conference has ever had. Since the system began in 1979, no OVC team has been seeded higher than Western Kentucky, 7th in 1980.
Whether we're a 3 seed or a 10 seed, it doesn't matter. Your first round game is going to be extremely competitive, extremely tough, and we're going to have to be extremely prepared. And we'll see how far we can go.
With the tournament looming, Racer fans are savoring every moment of this exceptional season. Navy blue and gold T-shirts are a hot item at the university bookstore. Store manager Carol Hardison explains that a new motto will be unfurled each week for the rest of the season.
At least once a week, maybe twice a week, with different sayings on them. So this week, Saturday will actually be our Be Bold, Wear Gold. So we're concentrating more on the gold shirts. The first one that came in is We Refuse to Lose. That came in at the end of last week.
But even with all the gold evident in Murray, Kentucky blue and white can still be seen around campus. Wildcats fan J.R. Owens, who grew up in Owensboro, Kentucky, admits he's climbing on the Racer bandwagon.
Never really been a Murray State fan until this year. It was always Kentucky, but doing good, so becoming a fan.
The Racers' winning streak has led to exposure on the airwaves and in social media. But University President Randy Dunn says the current success of the men's basketball team has led to other benefits.
We're a school of about 10,600 students. We typically have 1,500, 1,600, 1,700 new freshmen and transfers come in. And we're seeing our admits for next fall up by about 300. So that's very significant. We're not doing anything drastically different, so we do attribute a lot of that to the prominence and visibility in men's basketball.
Last year, Virginia Commonwealth came out of nowhere to make the Final Four. Butler University, a mid-major from the Horizon Conference, advanced to the title game against Connecticut. Prohme hopes this year's Racers can follow their example.
What they've done is they've let you know it's possible that the door can be knocked down. And now we just have to put ourselves in a position to try to get to the door so we can knock it down one time. And we've got a great group. How far we can go, I don't know. But I like this team's chances on a neutral floor against most any team.
The Racers play tonight at home against Austin Peay University. For Only a Game, I'm Greg Eklund.
It's 19 minutes past the hour.